Hello, this is Paramjit Singh. Thank you very much for stopping by once again. So, have you ever wondered about the paths not taken? Do you ever go back in your life and you begin to think that what if I would have gone to that option, I would have married that person, I would have dated that person, I would have not dated that person, I would have taken that road to explore. Ultimately, it comes down to thinking about what ifs. Now, what I want to share with you today is a slightly different thing, but interesting nonetheless. So recently, a paper was published in the Journal of Curious, and the paper was related to what we call Schrodinger's cat paradox. And it was proposed as a cognitive bias in the context of the medical diagnosis and intervention. And what it mean really says is that anytime we take an option, we do so at the expense of the option we reject. Anytime you take a profession, you do so at the exclusion of, most likely exclusion of, the profession you reject. Anytime you marry someone, you do so at the exclusion of somebody you don't marry. Anytime you date someone, you do so in the exclusion of the one you have rejected for dating. Similarly, in the medical diagnosis and intervention, since we are not able to live in the parallel universe, and since we are not able to visualize the possible outcomes of the paths not taken, we do not know what happens in the alternative option. Say, for example, you go to a doctor and you tell him or her something and you are recommended a test. You would not know for certainty that whether that intervention was necessary or not necessary in the alternative option, if you would not have taken that option, because it's very fuzzy. And similarly, as the Schrodinger's cat paradox mean, it tells us that possibilities are always shrouded in fuzziness. And we cannot live alternative possibilities unless we take the alternative route. But my point sharing with you this is not really bore you with Schrodinger's cat paradox. You may already know it, you may not even be interested, you may not even care what exactly it is. But I'm sharing in the context of the option we make or take every day. Simple option to more complex one. Simple can be just simply picking up a cup of tea at a local, say for example, franchise, or not picking up a cup of tea. Or the decision can be more complex, whether you want to apply to certain positions or not. Or even more complex, how do you visualize the outcome of a decision you have already taken? So what I am really curious to explore with you is that if you'll be interested to do a little experiment, that if you can dip down into the memory lanes of your life and just maybe share about your experiences of the paths not taken. Do you ever experience, do you ever think that your life could be different? It doesn't matter, the life could be worse or better, because remembering that we cannot live in the alternative universe. We can imagine, but imagination is not a reality. Even if you were able to perfectly imagine the alternative universe you could have inhabited, if you would have taken a different choice in your life, you cannot still be sure that your imagination is going to meet the reality of life you're going to encounter in that dimension. So where does it leave it? And why I'm interested in that sharing with you. It allows us to think in a more fuzzy way, as I talked about in the last video about the value of going beyond the binary way of thinking. Because it's perfectly rational to think that your life could be better if you would have taken a path you did not take. But in a similarly perfect rational world or alternative rational world, your life could also be worse. Because in both ways, you are not sure. You cannot in any way confirm the either alternatives. So without philosophizing all these things, my question to you or my invitation to you is that if you feel comfortable, share. If you ever wonder about the alternative you did not take and how confident you feel that if you would have taken the alternative that your life would have been better, if you feel it is not better now. So let's put the Schrodinger's cat into a context of different idea of lived life. So if you feel comfortable, please do share your experience, your ideas into the comment box. I will appreciate, I will join you in the conversation. If not, and if you don't feel comfortable, at least try to do the experiment and see where it takes you. Like I always say, be curious and reasonably non-judgmental. So until next time, thank you very much for stopping by. If you have anything to share, kindly share in the comment box. I would appreciate your presence. Thank you. Stay safe and stay well.
Please subscribe to the channel, like and share. Thank you.